Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The head of OPEC and the Associated Press says if something happens here, nobody will be able to solve it, referring to war involving Iran. He said oil could go to an unlimited level, thousands and thousands of dollars per barrel. And notice our government, using environmentalists as their front, won't let you have the oil out of the Gulf, out of Alaska. They're giving out limited permits in the Gulf. We are swimming in oil, but they have artificially suppressed it. And now they are raking us over the coals in the perfect storm. Can't get more oil, devaluing the dollar, and it is now completely unraveling our economy. And the world is holding dollars. It's a time bomb in the hold of all of their ships of state, you know, seeing countries as you know, floating economic communities upon the world's ocean of trade. And in the belly of all their ships, they have a huge time bomb sticking called the dollar. China's begging. India's begging. Europe's begging. OPEC's begging, saying press releases, please shore up your dollar. Raise interest rates. Help us. It's going to destroy you. Don't do it. Tell your people you're destroying it. Meanwhile, the American people, smiling, have no idea what's going on, stumbling around talking about speculators. Yeah, maybe 25% of the oil increase is speculation, but that's because everybody's running, dumping their dollars. All the institutional wealth, the millionaires, the billionaires, anyone who knows how the world works, who doesn't watch shows like American Idol and baseball and football, people who are really into reality, they're all freaking out, fleeing the country years ago. And I'm not trying to scare you, folks. This is the facts. Our government is run by crooks that are forcibly bringing us into World War III. They want to bring the world down in a world crisis, just like the engineered World War I and World War II, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, said, to bring in world government. And those two got them two steps of the way. The final step is now being implemented. Order out of chaos is their motto. I want to go back to that offer one more time, but Tim Larson, analyzing this for decades, working at Midas for 10 years, chief metals analyst, Ted said he thinks it'll go above 1,000. Oh, that's very conservative, folks. That's sure thing. By October, where do you think sure thing gold is going to go? I mean, in your gut. I know you can't say officially. You don't have a crystal ball, but, I mean, where do you see it going? I mean, Bloomberg's saying 5,000. I don't believe that.
I see 7,000-8,000, but that's after the banks fail. But I'm seeing probably $1,000 by the end of maybe August.
When does the Titanic break in two? I mean, when does it go fully under the water?
Well, like I say, as soon as these countries do not want dollar-denominated assets any longer. They don't want to buy our debt any longer.
Let's be clear. They begged and begged for us to shore it up. We didn't. But overnight, I'd say the last 6 months, they said, okay, dump it, dump it. Okay, you want it, we're getting out of it. Do you agree with that analysis, Tim?
No, most definitely. I see that happening on a constant basis. And they don't want it. And, you know, like I say, there's going to be panic selling in our debt instruments, which is our bonds and treasuries, et cetera, et cetera. It'll create panic selling. It'll collapse the banking system because the money's not there.
And that's why they're gearing up for martial law, and they'll give you a terror attack to emotionally make you think that they're the good guys while they rape you. Ted, give out that last offer, that last gold coin again.
Again, it's the franc. It's at 205. If you think about it, right now gold's at 950.
You can't beat
it.
And
you multiply this one by four. You get up. This coin is at 205 right now, and you multiply that by five, and that gets it to $1,000. It's only $50 above spot. I mean, that's just a fabulous buying gold, and it's small. I don't know why anybody would want to stay in the paper currencies. It's crazy. I think people should.
Well, it's an easy coin to get in at 205. You get a fifth of an ounce of gold, or get the British quarter ounces. Can't beat it. I mean, that really is the coin right there. 1-800-686-2237. Hey, Ted, it's a win-win situation. We're throwing them a life raft. Helps us out a little bit. Keeps the network going. I mean, if they won't take a life raft when the Titanic's going under the North Atlantic, I don't know. 800-686-2237. Tim Larson, Ted Anderson, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Ellis.
We'll be right back with Dr. Doug Rocky. Ted, thank you.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On Tuesday, I played a TV clip out of Australia, mainstream news, where in the 60s, the United States government offering IMF and World Bank funds and loans and military assistance to Australia said, if you want this assistance, we want you to start off by spraying sarin and VX nerve gas on 200 troops. We want you to kill them. Now, they'd done this in the U.S. They'd done this in England. They had thousands of tests. Some cases they'd have gas masks on them. Some cases they'd have them faulty gas mask. Other cases no gas mask. Other cases they'd have a cloth mask to see what would happen. And they'd never tell the troops what it was for. They'd say, oh, you're going to get 3 days of leave if you sign this form. We're just testing a flu bug or a cold bug. You might get sick, but it's for your country. And these guys thought their countries were good. They'd say, okay, and sign it. Now, in other cases, U.S. troops didn't even sign waivers. They just did it. U.S. citizens in the subways in the 60s, 68, in the 70s being sprayed. Citizens died. They'd have army doctors posing as regular doctors at nearby hospitals to help cover up what was happening, but also get readings on what the, in that one case, the unclassified, they just report people died, biological agent released from light bulbs, fake light bulbs, released a mist. They look like light bulbs. Releasing repeated bioweapons hundreds of times. One of their favorite places is the San Francisco Ship Channel. They love releasing it there. 45, 46, 50, 70s, 80s. Again, they had a bioweapons test and chemical weapons test. We knew the Army was in town. They did psyops of fake nuke spills. They hit the downtown cops with something, and they passed out and collapsed. Then they hit the state police office, and a bunch of them got sick. I mean, they're just doing it all around us. And I thought, why not have Dr. Doug Rocky on? Because I had seen him with a new article that was up on Infowars.com, and we'll tell you the original site it was posted on by him. So you can visit there and see his other papers and reports. He was the head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium program. I mean, he ran the studies. He wrote the books. You know, he was their nuclear physicist, PhD, medical. I mean, he's got a bunch of degrees. It goes on and on. And he was their expert. And then he went in and was ordered to clean up the stuff in Iraq and was ordered to do it improperly, and he knew it was improper. Then he watched his buddies die and others die. And since then, they've just said, you're not allowed to hand out the old training films or manuals. The troops are told it's not bad for you. They're using it at proving grounds all over the U.S. and in protectorates and holdings, possessions. They're using it in a bunch of different war zones. It's now not just in Vulcan guns and A-10s or Abrams Sabo rounds, the M1A1 tanks. It's now in Bradley fighting vehicle guns. It's now in light arms, 50 cals. They're now serving it out in 308s, 223, serving it out in mortars. They're serving it out in Hellfires. They're serving it out in hundreds of munitions. And this reaches a level of insanity. And top generals go and stay in palaces that were hit with it, too. I mean, it is a death cult, is all you could call it. I mean, it is... it is wanton insanity, and there's no debating. And I've had troops call me, send me emails, say, well, I'm in an Abrams tank, and I wear a radiation badge. And by the way, my dad's a dentist, neural surgeon, you know, and I've worked as a dental assistant. I've been in hospitals, and those radiation badges are for another type of radiation. Okay? But to fool them when they're with this DU, they give them these badges. It's a sick joke to even a radiologist, much less a nuclear physicist, or a mechanical quantum physicist, anybody who understands this. It is an insult to anyone's intelligence. So we have the world expert really on, the Pentagon calling the world expert on it, and he has had a lot of health problems from it. He's had a lot of buddies die from it, but now, because of the proliferation of these weapons, it is getting into water tables in the U.S., Hawaii, Puerto Rico. When the citizens come out and protest, SWAT teams just fire on them with rubber bullets and literally break jaws, break heads, while the idiot cops are breathing it right there on the seashore. And I'm not against you, cops. I love you. But you're idiots. Stop attacking us for trying to... I'm sorry. I'm digressing. Dr. Doug Rocky, I thought I'd get him on and first ask how his health's doing, and then get his take on all the other biological and chemical and radiological testing to show this is a mindset, and to get his take on why they do this, what makes the elites tick. Dr. Doug Rocky, thank you for coming on with us.
Good afternoon, Alex.
What do you think of that little four-minute rant? I mean, do you agree with the statements?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just staggering. We have to understand that uranium munitions, you know, the United States gave it to Israel, and they used them in 1973 and 74 against the Egyptians. And they were extraordinarily effective and left a catastrophic mess in the Sinai Desert that still remains with all the health problems. That's totally verified and documented. And then, you know, we did it in Desert Storm, which was an incredible mess. And as a consequence, you know, Schwarzkopf said, well, hey, Doug, go clean it up. And, we never can clean it up. We know that. And as you said, we went on to do all the research. What we learned and what I learned over all the years as being the Army's expert is that you can't use uranium munitions because there's absolutely no way to completely thoroughly clean it up. And there is really no known medical cure to treat it, and that's been known going back to 1943 that we can verify. But you have the uranium munitions' continued use, as you said. It's one of the most astonishing things. I mean, in the beginning of, you know, Operation Iraqi Freedom, you know, we lost an Abrams tank with a friendly fire from a 50 cal DU round. You know, it's who would ever thought that a 50 cal machine gun, a rifle, could take out an Abrams tank? But it did. And it continues on to this day. And then, I mean, your lead-in on Project Shad. Project Shad is continuing unabated. I mean, Bacillus globigi, I've had to clean that up on military installations. We've had smoke. We've had everything all over across the nation. And then the other funny thing is, guess where the salmonella is coming from? You know, hey, that's not in tomatoes, guys. That's from feces. Somebody had to put it in there deliberately. It doesn't get up there.
The illegal aliens are crapping all over the food.
Everybody knows. You know, somebody will come up with that. But in the meantime, we have hundreds of thousands of casualties from Operation Desert Storm. We have hundreds of thousands of casualties from Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. And there's well over 200,000 dead. I mean, the lead story on Army Times again today, and it just came in the mail, is one of the medics who was over there and rescued this child in the middle of a firefight that should have never happened because we were attacking Iraqis. You know, it's sort of like, we went in there to give them their freedom, but we're attacking them. What's wrong with this picture? And, anyhow, he committed suicide because, again, you know, he never got the care he needed, you know, deliberately and delayed and denied and totally ineffective medical
care. Well, that's another example. In World War II, you served one tour, Vietnam one tour, now five tours, and they just don't care. I mean, there's an attitude of, the government acts like nothing's going to exist soon. They act like it's the end. They act like, I mean, before elites were corrupt, but they had some concern for the future. And I'm going back to Shad, one of many operations. We know there's a lot of other secret ones. What do you think it was when the Army was in town and police were collapsing it on the streets and in their offices, and then they would announce weird nuclear spills and the Army would shut things down? That was in 2000. What do you think that was, Dr. Rocky?
Oh, I'm not sure, but, you know, it was a lot of nasty stuff, and then the 3,000 Marines just went in Indianapolis and were pulling all kinds of nasties off, too. So, I mean, but this goes back many, many years. I mean, I got directly involved in it in the middle 90s when we were planning the non-lethal force and the martial law and the, you know, going into overthrow, when we actually set up, we had a full facility, a community, a town at Fort McCall, Alabama, where we tried all this stuff out. Sadly, I got involved until I saw the light. But
I want to hear about that. You've done so much. But as you said, new information on the DU. But before we get into that, I want to understand, because you were in there planning, you were involved in you know, a lot of this stuff, you know, until the light bulb finally clicked, and it's like you've been sleepwalking. Why am I doing this? Why am I involved in this, Dr. Rocky? What is the mindset? I mean, obviously, I've read some of their documents that they tell you we're testing this biological or chemical or radiological weapon on our own troops and killing them in many cases on the spot, not just later from the after effects. But higher ups, it's to test and see if your military doctors and military planners will hurt their own people to create cadres who they know will do even more horrible things in the future, like carry out a 9/11, Dr. Rocky?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a mindset. We have to understand the myth has been propagated so extensively, and I want to come back to this because it's really part of it. The myth has been propagated that there's an enemy out there that has the capability to invade and overthrow our government and, you know, and suspend our cherished rights that we have. But the only one that's actually doing anything to suspend our cherished rights is the President of the United States. He's getting ready to sign a bill today on wiretapping and eavesdropping that's totally illegal.
And he says he, quote, relishes. He says he relishes it, is the quote. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's flat wrong. You know, so we've had this myth. And when you look at the myth, and I had to really sit down and look at this because of, you know, my own medical problems and trying to get medical care for all of the work I did in the military and the combat actions and research and everything else, which is, you know, forget it. Nobody can get it. I just sat down and looked at the myth, and when I really analyzed it and came out and said, okay, when is the last time that the United States had a viable enemy that had the capability to overthrow our government, suspend our Bill of Rights, and do anything to us? And the answer was never. I mean, you know, we've gone into Iraq and Afghanistan. We're getting ready to go into Iran. I mean, it's momentary.
Well, the founding fathers said that. They said if the public's armed, no one in the world can overtake us. If we fall, it will be from treason and subterfuge within.
Well, absolutely. And I think this, you know, the upholding of the Second Amendment, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was just probably the most incredible thing that's only going to save this nation. I mean, that decision that was just made in the last few weeks is incredible. But what we have to understand is the military has told this myth that, you know, these guys are coming, they're going to jump out of your cereal box, they're coming out of the sewer drain, and it's not going to happen, and it hasn't happened. And then we go over and we attack and then we evade and we destroy and we kill and we maim and we contaminate. And we do this all in this myth that we're providing them freedom.
Stay there, Dr. Doug Rocky. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest, retired major out of the Army. All sorts of black ops, you name it. Their DU expert wrote the manuals for the Pentagon and the Army on it. All right, Doc, continuing with you were getting into the mindset, what we're facing, and I want to get into the new developments with DU. Please continue.
Well, you know, the mindset is in the military, and this is the hardest thing that I had to come to grips with because I was involved in it, is the mindset in his military is how do we kill and how we do destroy effectively. And when we're going to kill and we're going to destroy and wound, the John Wayne or the Rambo thing comes into play. You yourself think you're immune, and you're going to use the most effective tool and most effective weapon that you have with complete total disregard for your own health, total disregard for the type of casualties you generate and the medical care that's available, and complete total disregard for the environment. I mean, it's killing, destroying in the abstract sense.
And it feels great while you're ooh-rah American flags on your shoulder, but then when you're dying of cancer and you want medical care, they're going to say, you're just fine, soldier.
Yeah, and that's what's happened today. For example, I mean, literally, I just got the mail out of the mailbox, okay? And I've got the summary data total for the casualty data for Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom as of July 2nd. I mean, this came in the mail. I took it out of the mail 20 minutes ago, okay? As of July 2nd in Iraq, we have 4,105 that have been killed in action, and we have 30,314 that have been wounded in action. In Afghanistan, as of July 2nd, we have 533 that have been killed in action, and 2,167 have been wounded in action. But that's not the real story, because the majority of the casualties, and the report that I have is from January, so it's 6 months old, and this is analysis of VA healthcare utilization among U.S. global war terrorism veterans, Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. And when we look at the VA data that's 6 months old, it states very, very clearly, okay, and I'm going to reemphasize very, very clearly, 39% of all former active duty troops have sought medical care because of serious medical problems, and 36% of all of the individuals in the reserve and the National Guard that have been deployed, this is all since 2002, have sought medical care. It's incredible numbers.
Also, the suicide rates I was seeing, where it was something like 18 times the previous record. I saw that in the mainstream news a few weeks ago.
Well, you've got a combination of suicide and murders, you know. So, I mean, we've got to look at what is happening, because there have been so many murders. It's incredible. I mean, you know, really highlighted right now another murder of a pregnant female soldier out in the East Coast. But when we look at the medical problems, they're absolutely verified, totally verified by the Department of Veterans Affairs 6 months ago. 33,783 were serious infectious parasitic diseases. 2,611 confirmed malignant cancers. 11,000 benign cancers. 61,000 metabolic problems. 6,194 blood problems, and this is leukemias and everything else. 120,049 with a PTSD, and we need to come back to that. 98,741 with serious neurological problems. Now, we know the neurological problems are directly related to two things this time around, as it was before: pesticides and nerve agents, chemical weapons, and uranium munitions. Absolutely, totally directly related. And, I mean, I've got all kinds of neurological problems, and, you know, the doctors are totally confirming that from DU. 46,725 circulatory, 57,312 serious respiratory. Now, respiratory is the first thing that's affected with uranium exposure, same thing with pesticides. So what we're seeing is these young kids are dropping dead from cardiac problems and respiratory problems all over the place. 92,943 serious digestive system problems. And what we're seeing is the whole digestive system has just gone to mush, sort of like Jell-O.
Well, I was just going to point out that I scan all the news and local news, not all, but a good part of it, and people send it to me. Every day, if I look, I see little stories where a guy in Kansas, a guy in Texas, upstate New York, they're 25 years old, they just come home, and suddenly everything falls apart, and they're in a wheelchair, and they're dead 2 weeks later. And then they just say, oh, we don't know why he died.
Well, we know exactly what's happening, the diseases of the skin, the rashes. I mean, my rash is opening and bleeding right now, Alex. It has not healed since it started 24 hours after I started doing the cleanup of the DU with the ground war in 1991. It's opening and bleeding as we talk, right now. And, you know, and I've got problems all over now. You know, I call them, well, how about wound management? Well, you know, bye-bye, go away. So rashes, incredible numbers. Musculoskeletal system, connective tissue. Now, this the diagnosis, or the formal diagnosis with this, with the disability, is fibromyalgia.
Stay there, sir. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. Long segment with Dr. Doug Rocky. New developments, new articles he's been writing. The situation with DU's gotten far worse. They're serving it out to everybody now. It's being used in every weapon system you can imagine. It's being used in firing ranges near you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The always intriguing Alan Watts going to join us for close to 2 hours in the third and fourth hour today. For the rest of this hour, Dr. Doug Rocky. Before we go any further, my new film, Truth Rising, is out. This film needs to be seen. It needs to be big. It exposes how the first responders breathe the asbestos, the mercury, the lead. Some of their lungs have multiple ounces of these particles in them. Mount Sinai, people have died. They've done autopsies. It's in the film, we say over 1,000 that just came out a few weeks ago. I mean, as we finished it a few weeks ago, it came out last Friday. The number's really several thousand, but that's certified by hospitals over 1,000. 55,000, they're saying, will be dead within a few years. And that's not counting local schools and people. And the EPA documents came out. They knew the dust was deadly. And they said, no, you don't need breathing apparatus. Open the schools, open Wall Street, go in. And see, they always stonewall. They always do whatever the most cold-hearted thing is. The globalists revel in this. It's another example of what we're talking about with Dr. Doug Rocky today with the depleted uranium, which is far worse than the stuff killing the firefighters and police and medical workers. And I want him to explain the difference between this type of radiation and the particulate as a poison itself versus, you know, classical radiation that people think, well, my radiation badge they give me in the Abrams says I'm fine, which is, again, a cruel joke. With Dr. Doug Rocky, but please get Truth Rising. It covers the first responders. It covers how it's an inside job. It shows the police state. how they threaten We Are Change and 9/11 Truth, saying we're terrorists, threatening to arrest us, threatening to plant bombs on us. It shows the media attacking us. I mean, it's a riveting film. This is who the truth movement is. It's meant to spread our numbers, tell our story, put a human face on us as we gain momentum. Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, Martin Sheen, George Carlin, right before he dies, interviewed in the film. Then there's the enemy on the other side, from Bill Clinton to Hillary to Barack Obama to John McCain to Rudolph Giuliani, Lynn Cheney. I mean, it's an unbelievable film, ladies and gentlemen. I sat down last night and watched like an hour of it, you know, my own film, and I was like, I made this. I can't believe this. This is so powerful. Get Truth Rising at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com today. Truth Rising. Or simply call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139. Make as many copies as you can and get it out. Because if we don't expose that Black Ops carried out the attacks, they're going to keep using more staged attacks to expand wars and set up a police state here at home. Going back to Doug Rocky, just an amazing individual, and I'm all over every comment he's making. I apologize for interrupting. I just think of every want to back up everything he's saying. You were going through the list of things that are happening to the troops and the true Holocaust that we're witnessing, and we're not even getting the numbers on the contractors. In cases, that's even worse. But I want to first digress, go back to an earlier question we didn't get answered. Can you walk through why DU is so deadly and then explain its type of radiation versus why they're giving Abrams drivers these radiation badges and saying, see, it's not bad for you?
Yeah. Okay, first off, uranium munitions are the byproduct of the enrichment process by which the U.S. Department of Energy extracts fissionable isotopes to make nuclear weapons and nuclear fuel for reactors, okay? Now, for every, saying again, I'm going to put this percentage-wise, for every 100 pounds that goes into the process, 99.4 pounds comes out as pure waste. There's only 0.6 pounds out of every 100 pounds of the pure stuff that goes in that can be made, that's fissionable isotopes can be extracted and make reactor fuel and nuclear weapons. So we got 99% of everything goes into this thing is pure waste. Well, that's the uranium hexafluoride. That is then processed into solid uranium weapons. Okay? So DU round, we got a kinetic energy penetrator. These are gigantic rods of solid uranium. Uranium-238, and then we have uranium-234, 235, uranium-236, plutonium, neptunium, and americium. That's what's in the round. A tank round, every single round is over 10 pounds of solid uranium. They're not coated, they're not tipped. And then you already mentioned the Abrams tank, that's what that is. Then you got the A-10 Warthog aircraft, every single one's about 3/4 pound of solid uranium, and they fire them at 4,000 rounds a minute. That's a ton and a half of uranium on target per minute. And then we got the Bradley fighting vehicles, a half pound. The Navy Phalanx is a half pound. And the Navy Phalanx, they're shooting it up all over the place, right in the base and harbors. Coast Guard now has it. They've been shooting it up. I mean, the Reagan Task Force left, and we got word from one of the gunners that they shot it up, you know, out at sea, so it's all over the place. So we know this stuff is happening. Now, what happens is uranium weapons are primarily an alpha emitter. They also have beta, gamma, and x-rays. The badge, you know, the x-ray technician, the dentist, they all wear, they're given to these guys. These are for gamma emissions only. They're not going to pick up anything else. You can't detect the alpha emissions from a DU round if you're greater than a half inch away from it. And the beta emissions if you're greater than 4 to 6 inches away from it. However, when this stuff explodes, detonates, burns, whatever, it creates a fine dust that goes right through all known respiratory protection, all through known skin protection, and gets into the body and devastates the body. Just simple as that.
And you did the studies. I mean, it gets into the lungs. But even, I mean, I've got Federal Mining Commission and others in the 60s when they were mining all this, saying how deadly just tiny amounts of uranium were in the rock and how it was killing all the miners, even though they had breathing apparatus. And I mean, we're talking about thousands of times stronger here when it's been purified. And of course, I've seen you cover, and I've read the report myself. What was it, a 1946 report?
1943.
What was the report where they, I guess I saw another 46 report mentioned then, where they first coined the term dirty bomb, and the U.S. government wanted to drop it on German cities but decided it would hurt our troops when they came in, and then they talked about this DU gas. Can you talk about that?
Well, what we had was back in 1943, the S-1 Commission told the general in Manhattan Project, Leslie Groves, to use your radioactive materials, okay, to contaminate air, water, and soil and cause all the health problems. Back in 1943, we didn't have fissionable materials because we hardly had any reactors, okay? So this is all radioactive material, so it's real simple. And so that was the original dirty bomb directive, which we continue to do, and we're doing dirty bombs all over and giving them to our friends. So what we've got is just a nightmare. Now, back, you know, when we're doing all this research and putting our reports out trying to get a stop, we found out real clearly that you can't clean it up once you use it. There is no effective medical care. Now, within the Department of Defense, they'll tell the public and tell the military personnel that there's no problems or anything, okay, from uranium munitions exposure to contamination. However, the orders are out there mandating thorough medical care within 24 hours of exposure. The Army regulations require complete thorough environmental remediation. The Army regulations and procedures require that everybody goes anywhere near it within 50 meters wear full respiratory and skin protection. And then when you get into the briefings that have been given to the senior leadership at the Pentagon, that you know, all the way to the White House by Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama, who was you know, like the top dog on test and evaluation. Quote, cell damage and cancer. Lung cancer is well documented. Continues on. The beta particle hazards the skin, lens of the eye. Well, yeah, you know, I've got radiation cataracts and my vision is messed up and the surgery is very dangerous. Took 2 hours just to fix one eye and they thought 30 minutes was going to be it. We go on and we look at the stuff. Continuously, heavy metal like lead, target organ is the kidney and the bone, which is far greater. Cultured human stem bone cell line with DU is transformed. The cells become carcinogenic. Urine samples containing uranium are mutagenic by the Ames test. This is the internal briefings. I mean, just continuously on, all of the hazards, the radiation limits.
Well, that's my point. I've read all the documents working on Endgame, and you know, interviewed you over the years, and I've seen the Army training films that you helped put together. They admit, I mean, just 20 years ago, they said this is deadly. This is only used if the Russians are overrunning us in Europe. This stuff is never to be used unless we're in all-out already nuclear war, and it's a last weapon. And then suddenly they just said, you know what? We're telling the public it's good for you. And that's the end of it. I mean, why did they have that? I mean, they had some morals before. When did this psychopathic mindset come into effect?
Well, what I learned about it was in March of 1991. As I was getting ready to start the cleanup of all the friendly fire, uranium weapons, friendly fire, Bradleys and Abrams tanks during Desert Storm, they handed me two memorandum, and you've seen these. One is called the Los Alamos Memorandum, written by a U.S. Marine Corps Colonel, Michael Zine. And it was very clear. We know there are serious adverse health and environmental effects. Therefore, lie in your reports so we can sustain the use, maintain proponency in uranium when weapons never become politically unacceptable. That one was very clear. Lie, and I'm going, not going to happen, guys. At the same time, I get another memorandum from the Defense Nuclear Agency, and you know, the head guys on the experts on bombs. And Colonel Lyle said, this stuff's not only a health hazard, it's a serious health hazard. We've got to think about all of the contamination, air, water, soil, cleanup, and the whole mess. And so we've got one thing saying, this stuff's so dangerous, it's incredible. And the other one says, ignore the dangers. And when we got to December of 1992, we had put all the reports together. And finally, the Assistant Secretary of the Army, Walker, ordered us to do a study. And this was at the U.S. Army Environmental Policy Institute and Serial Research Lab, co-located here at the University of Illinois. And guess where? I went on loan from the University of Illinois over there to do this. Understand, whenever they have a problem, they call. I'm tired of being a jack-in-the-box because they don't want the problem solved. They just want smoke and mirrors. And we were ordered, I mean directly ordered, to figure out ways to reduce the toxicity of uranium munitions. That's impossible. And then we were ordered to figure out how to clean it all up. Well, that I did.
They wanted to cherry-pick your reports, as I saw them do it later, and act like, twist your reports and act like they found a way to make it safe.
Absolutely. And the same thing with the radiation exposures. I mean, we have to understand, when they look at the very specifics in the Army Technical Bulletin, the maximum allowable exposure for beta radiation is less than 0.05 millirem per hour. And we're looking at 100 counts per minute for alpha. What we learned and what we saw is we could never get down below thousands and 300 millirem per hour, no matter what we ever did, if you use the proper measurement techniques and proper equipment. As you mentioned, and this is really critical, standard radiac equipment and standard techniques will not even find this stuff. You can have a pilot so dangerous and so great that it could take out an entire city, and you won't find it with a standard Geiger counter. And I think this is just brought home real recently because, and this is part of the new stuff we talked about, in the summer of 1991, as Desert Storm wound down, we were storing all of our equipment to get ready for what's now become Desert Storm 2, Operation Iraqi Freedom, whatever you want to call them. So we had all kinds of armor and equipment, weapons of all types, munitions of all types, stored at Camp Doha in Kuwait. Some of the chemical and biological weapons that we had recollected, you know, from Iraq that we had given to them prior to Desert Storm was stored there also, you know, and we kept blowing it all up. And what happened, a guy went to refuel a truck, and he didn't put a grounding strap on, and he started a fire, static discharge. The whole place blew up and burned up. Well, I lost three of my guys, got killed there. I was back in the States. He immediately called and said, what do we do? And I said, well, follow the technical bulletin on fighting fires and cleaning up and get everybody to safety. Well, it never happened. And then part of our team flew over there. I stayed back here, and they went over to do it, and three guys got killed. Well, what happened here in the last few months is the Kuwaiti government, the Emirate of Kuwait, told the United States Department of Defense, you have to clean up all that contamination because there's so many medical and environmental problems. You have to clean up Camp Doha and get rid of it. So the United States got a contractor, and again, without training them, teaching them, or giving them equipment or everything, they dug up over 6,700 tons of contaminated soil and sand.
That was a death sentence for the people, the ones that do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But you have to understand, Dr. Michael Kilpatrick and Dr. Melissa McDermott don't care. They don't care. They totally don't care. And we've been around and around on this with
them
a million
times. So
just
some truck drivers and some guys from a construction company, guys that know how to run backhoes, they all just, hey, honey, I'm getting paid double time. I'm going over to Kuwait. And then they don't even tell you, hey, you're about to clean up something that's going to kill you dead in a hammer in a few years.
Yeah, well, you know, we saw that. You know, that's been documented with all this stuff. So anyhow, what happened is they dug up over 6,700 tons of contaminated soil, terrain, and everything else. They put it in ships, and they brought it back to Longview, Washington, the state of Washington, to a port. They're unloading it at Longview, Washington, put it into rail cars, and they're transporting 6,700 tons of contaminated sand and soil with radiological, chemical, biological, hazardous materials, conventional munitions contamination, plus all the insects, the bugs, and the microbes from Middle East to Boise, Idaho for burial.
Which, by the way, again, all these environmental rules are only for us, the public. It's not for the government. They dump nuclear reactors in the ocean. They dump toxic waste in the Delaware River, nerve gas killing every fish. That's mainstream news. They're shipping all this into the middle of the country, and they've got all sorts of horrible parasites and burrowing mites and horrible varieties of spiders that make black widows look wonderful, don't they, Doug?
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, when you look at the stuff. So anyhow, this has all been brought in, and so we tried to stop it. We said, wait a minute, you can't do this. Well, you know, again, as I said, they can violate the laws with immunity. Well, recently the governor for Idaho said, well, there's no problem. We took a Geiger counter outside the containers of train cars, and we didn't measure any radioactivity. I mean, how stupid do you get? And how stupid can anybody get? So now the United States government, Department of Defense, Dr. Michael Kilpatrick and all of them and the generals have said uranium munitions contamination poses no risk. However, we've dug up 6,700 tons of thoroughly contaminated stuff that's causing problems in Kuwait. We're shipping it back to the United States for burial at a isolated site. Well, not really isolated, but Boise, Idaho. It's nuts. So we've got that problem, real world.
Well, I mean, here's
problem.
Another example. They are moving the Plum Island Level 4 bioweapons lab off the coast of New York, our first official bioweapons lab, even before Fort Detrick, Maryland, and they are moving it to San Antonio in the middle of the city, a Level 4, and they're building it, and it's not even rated Level 3, Doc. I mean, that's what I mean. They're building 36 Level 4 biolabs. And they're putting them on coastlines in Galveston, Texas. They're, I mean, what has happened to the people running things? It's just
Well, we'll go back to Plum Island. You know, one day there was a breach at Plum Island, okay? And they had a serious breach, and this is back in 1998. And all of a sudden, we got a call and said, "Oh my, West Nile virus got out, guys. Now what are we going to do? Can you clean it up?" And we're going, "Sorry." And then it showed up in Central Park, and then it's marched all the way across the nation.
And let's be clear, it's also documented that weaponized Lyme's disease came from deer swimming from Plum into the city.
So, I mean, we have to understand, that's where it came from. And, you know, in the military, it's all there. When you go to the Regal Commission report, it's totally documented in this U.S. Senate report.
But that's the question. I got to hold you over a little bit in the next hour if you can do it, because we run out of time. And I'm gonna push our next guest back a little if you can do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I live here in Austin, folks. They're putting a level 4 bioweapon lab, weaponized super viruses and bacteria, a zoological center down the street from me in a level 2 laboratory. Folks, the elite have gone insane. Dr. Doug Rocky, we'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor.
We have time before Dr. Rocky leaves us and Alan Watt joins us. I'll play a CNN clip where the director of Plum Island broke ranks and said, "We've had bio releases from this lab already in the ocean."
Everybody.
to the United States a mile away. You can't stick it in San Antonio in that lab. For those that don't know, level four is underground. It's got humans don't go into the areas where the test animals or humans are being tested on. It's got minefields around it. It's got emergency buttons where they can burn it down. No, they're just going to stick it in labs behind locked doors with just glass. It's just, ha, 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 it's all so much fun. Level two, you can't even, I saw it in the news, they can't even get a level three rating for the San Antonio lab. And there's this total denial. Doc, continue.
Anyhow, you know, we got uranium weapons have been used extensively throughout the Middle East and Afghanistan with horrible consequences. Somalia, the Balkans, and then obviously we've shot it up in, you know, all over the place here. We've got Vieques, Puerto Rico is still a nightmare. And then what we have is, and let's come back to American history, okay? We just had the 4th of July, didn't we? On the 18th of April of 75, hardly a man is left alive. One upon a time, all of us had to memorize Paul Revere's ride, didn't we?
Yes.
Concord, Massachusetts is where our nation was born, correct?
Yes.
The Minuteman. The United States Environmental Protection Agency has labeled the StarMet Uranium Weapons Lab as a Superfund National Priority List site. Guess what? The Department of Defense is refusing to clean it up, but they're refusing to clean up Fort Detrick and all of those sites, you know, the nuclear weapon sites.
I want to get into that super site where they make it or put it together, but what about these reports I'm seeing everywhere that they're shooting them at military shooting ranges now all over the country, unauthorized, and that they're finding DU all over?
Absolutely. We've got this stuff, but what happened? I mean, this is another one. Absolutely, totally confirmed in Hawaii. Not only uranium weapons in Hawaii, but nuclear weapons, Davy Crockett's in Hawaii. And, you know, there are some really good estimates that...
For folks that don't know, tell them what a Davy Crockett is.
Davy Crockett is a handheld nuclear weapon. It's, very low yield, but it's one of those things that could be used. It was from the 50s and the 60s, and again, there's a whole bunch of those missing from the arsenal in Hawaii, and they're very distinctive. They could just pulverize a building and bring it totally down in a couple of seconds, like total free fall, you know, and then it'll give you kinds of...
You know, there's physicists in England that have analyzed and say that it looks like there may have been small nukes in the towers.
Probably Davy Crockett, based on, yeah, there's a really...
Well, for those that don't know, who weren't in this in the Army and secret programs, tell folks what these tiny frogs are, what these tiny tacticals are.
Well, I mean, they could just done battlefield tactical nuclear weapons for small building structures or concentrations of troops in the hope of not getting anybody else. So they're out there and they're missing. Anyhow, let's come back to StarMet. StarMet is a weapons facility where they built uranium weapons in Concord, Massachusetts. The whole neighborhood, the area around there, has horrible medical effects, exactly what I just listed for what we're seeing from Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, which exactly matched the 300,000-plus casualties we have from Desert Storm and the 70-some-thousand dead from Desert Storm. So we're looking at this stuff. The estimates, and this is, again, the EPA estimate, is $64 million just to clean up the StarMet site in Concord, Massachusetts. But they don't have the ability to do it. They've totally disregarded everything. They figure all this stuff is just going to continue to cause medical problems.
Dr. Doug Rocky, stay there for 1 minute. It's a quick break. Start the next hour. I want to come back and go over more of this with the leading expert on DU and the growing crisis.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
May I have-